100.3 Beats representing here, Bob and R&B Flavor. That's that Woody Captain, 504 Boys. Don't forget to join 100.3 The Beat, Hurricane Harbor at Six Flags this upcoming Saturday the 5th. Come party with us. We're going to be definitely making it happen from 10 to 3, 10 A to 3. So definitely come on out. Rec 1 will be live on the ones and twos. And just come on out. Plus Kevy Kev and the total package, DJ Vu. Did you know you was going to be out Hurricane Harbor this upcoming Saturday package?
I am.
Yeah, like y'all, brother. Hey, 969-1000, if y'all want to get in on this question. Don't even trip, brother. Give us a call. What is the first thing you're going to grab if your house is on fire? All right? On the beach, y'all.
You want me to say your name? Let you think a little bit.
What did you break through to be going to the phones? We got Tanya on the phone. Tanya, what's the first thing you'll grab if your house is on fire?
My little sister and my Nelly.
I feel you. Now, see, you keeping it definitely on the real. All right, cool. What did you break through to be going to the phones? We got Michelle on the phone. Michelle, what's the first thing you'll grab if your house is on fire?
My written songs, and then I grab my family.
There you go, girlfriend. Tell everybody out there with your station.
100.3.
Through the beat, going to the falls, we're going to take our last participants in our question of the day. The question is, what is the first thing you'll grab if your house is on fire? What's up, Sherry? What's the first thing you're going to grab?
My black book on my list of DJs, you know it.
Oh, hello. I ain't going to even ask who the first one on your first page, but it's all good. Thanks for your call, okay?
Talking to you.
Ooh. 100.3 to be going to the phones. We got the honorary Showtime boys on the phone. Down. My cat, my buddy. Hey, Ed, what's the first thing you're going to grab if your house is on fire there, brother?
What person would I grab?
What's the first thing you're going to grab?
The first thing I'm going to grab, well, see, man, I love my moms, I love my sister, but I love my nephew.
Right.
I'm sorry, man, I'm about to grab my porno collection.
Yeah. Now, why your porno collection, Ed?
Oh, my God, Danny does.
Never mind, Ed, I understand.
Why do you even ask Ed questions like this?
And I guess I set myself up for failure. I'm sorry if even acting, bro. I'm sorry. Tell everybody out there what's your station, dude.
Man, 100.3 to me.
Yeah, dude, man, I'm serious, man. I just shake my head. Man, seriously, man. That's my friend, man. I'm telling you. That dude is touched.
Oh,
y'all think I'm playing. All right.
Dude.
And then he really don't even think about stuff, man. You know, a lot of times, you know, you have to put people on hold so they can really come up with some nice things.
That's Ed.
Because first off, he thought the question was, what was the first person you grabbed? And so he had to change it midstream and said, man, okay, what was the first thing you grabbed? Okay, I'm cool. That's all I got to say. I'm cool. That's all I got to say. Hey, it's going to put a wrap to that question today. The question was, what was the first thing you would grab if you... Your house is on fire.
Okay, and I'm going to tell you, and I told Ted this when we first started the question. Nobody said, pick up the phone and call the fire department.
For sure. But you know, it's probably a fun thing.
Yeah, it was a fun thing.
It was a fun thing.
Yeah.
But, so we really can't tell nobody. But the first thing y'all do, the first thing you're supposed to do is pick up the phone and call, you know, 911, even though sometimes it takes all day.
Why you gotta go there?
Okay, I'm sorry. They put you on hold and you be listening to music and all kind of... No, I'm just playing.
Why? Why do you have to go there?
Well, sir, we'll be right with you. 911 is your place. Nah, I ain't gonna even go there, dude.
The only time you have to worry about that is if... I'm not gonna go
there. Yeah, we need to just leave
you
this
need
alone.
An ambulance.
Hey, okay, if you have to celebrate birthdays today, today is August the 2nd. Please give us a call. 969-1000. Make that Showtime birthday card.
Aye.
To me, summer is like this music.
Chesterfield near the new Walmart.
You know the deal. Come on, kick it.
Yeah, baby.
Get ready.
Let everybody know.
KATZ FM, Alton, St. Louis. 100.3 The Beat.
Representing hip hop and R&B flavor.
We gonna let the band deal with this. Mm-hmm. M.I.A. style. Old school.
100.3 The Beat, representing hip hop and R&B flavor. Shut up. If you're out there celebrating birthdays, please hit us off 969-1000. We trying to make that happen for all my birthday people out there. We got a special birthday wishes going out to Nick. Nikki, she's celebrating her birthday. She's our receptionist around here. So, Nikki, happy birthday. That's from everybody from 100.3 The Beat.
And right now, here's the most requested song of the day. It's Toni Braxton, Just Be a Woman About It.
For
quit
sure.
Tripping, girl.
Yeah, you're always tripping. Looking at my page, trying to get my cell phone when it rang. Yeah, I'm cool on you. All right.
Just got a lot of things on my mind I gotta think about, you know. Just, I'll be up at Brian's house, you know, just for the night. I mean, I know things are different, but you know, it's not you, it's me.
What's up, St. Louis? You're checking out DJ Vu and Toss and Ted on 100.3. It's showtime, baby.
We're coming back to the same way. No love, when it's the pimp sin. Going all out with my daddy tell us. The things that I am at the mall.
Yo, what up? This is Q-Tip.
Check it out. This is Jay-Z.
What's up, St. Louis? This is Nas on the all-new 100.3 The Beat, representing hip-hop and R&B flavor.
You all over my body. See, we can do that. We can do that. Got the energy to hit it like a